Welcome back, everyone. My special guest this half hour is Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin. We're discussing the MAGA proposal to cut Medicaid and SNAP benefits. And don't worry, they'll be coming for your Social Security and Medicare next, all in the service of tax cuts for billionaires and the world's largest corporations, a good expression of old-fashioned American values. Yes, punish the middle class, punish those working poor folks barely getting by so that the rich can pay less in taxes. Makes perfect sense to me. We were discussing the fact that Derek Van Orten today, when criticized for dodging his constituents, never holding an actual town hall, and facing the proverbial music, being a coward as an elected official, also picking on Senate pages in the rotunda and shoving women that he gets behind in line, setting all those things aside. Yes, a coward as an elected official. Let's listen to the actual comments out of Van Orten's mouth himself. Here's Congressman Van Orten today.
Well, it's not just Glenn. They're over disrupting Fitz's meetings, and they did a whole bunch of Republicans around the country. And I just, people have to understand, you know, I'm a little history buff, and how people associated with the communist movement and the national socialism movement used to get their way politically is they would do stuff like this, and they were called agitators. So this is a time-tested, proven method for very far left and very far right groups to get their way. And when I say very far right, I mean actual national socialists. So here's what I told everybody. We've been getting harassing calls. I just got more death threats last week, me personally. If anybody's coming to any of these meetings that we have and they act in an unlawful manner by harassing people, or if they're being disruptive, refusing to leave a venue, we will have them arrested and charged with a Class B misdemeanor.
Nothing like calling your constituents Nazis because they disagree with you, misrepresenting history so grossly, and then threatening your constituents with criminal prosecution for voicing their pointed disagreement with you. I want to be very clear here. Violence and death threats are completely inappropriate and antithetical to American values and democracy. Full stop, no exceptions. Megan, your response to Van Orten's comments, and just for the record, I want to make clear, liberal advocacy groups have posted on social media and in other places encouraging constituents who are worried about these things, regardless of party, to attend these town halls. There is zero evidence anywhere that non-constituents, outsiders, or, quote, paid agitators have attended any of these meetings. And in fact, most of the speakers at these town halls will identify themselves by name and where they live in the congressperson's district. Those are flat out lies. Anybody remember when they were claiming January 6th was Antifa and a false flag operation? But apparently not anymore because they pardoned all of them. Megan, your reactions to Derek Van Orten's comments?
Yeah, listen, Maggie, I of course want to echo what you said. I think we do not condone violence and certainly not death threats. What I will say, though, is I don't know if you saw the coverage from last week of the meeting with Congressman Van Orden's staffer that ended up getting canceled because it just grew in size. You know, I am from the 3rd Congressional District. I grew up there. My family still lives there. I saw the coverage, and the people that were there looked a lot like my grandparents and my friend's grandparents. They certainly did not look like far left agitators that were there to be violent. What they wanted was to have a better understanding of why their congressperson would vote to potentially strip away some life-saving benefits that they have worked hard for and have earned.
And I'll just say this, Megan, many of my listeners are aware of the fact that I have been a public servant for nearly 15 years. And in that capacity, I have stood before all kinds of rooms with people angry, where there have been misunderstandings, where voters and constituents have questions. I have done that proudly. And the most important moments in my public service career was when people were upset, confused, afraid, and worried, and yes, angry. The most respectful thing any elected official or any public servant can do is to have the courage and the faith in the American electorate to stand before the people that pay your salaries and elect you to office and hear what they have to say, especially and most importantly, when they have something to say where they disagree with you or are angry and are fearful about it. And I was always, maybe not happy to do it, but understood very fundamentally that it was part of my first order of obligations. Shame on you, you coward and name-calling, ahistorical Congressman Van Orden. Well, shame on you.
I don't want this to be, you know, a pylon to Congressman Van Orden necessarily, because we have to.
I do, Megan. I'm just
going to go. We have to give her credit where it's due. Congressman Stile, for his, you know, to his credit, I guess, last week after taking that vote, instead of flying home to his district to face his constituents, flew to the sunny beaches of Miami for a Republican fundraiser. So quite literally leaving his constituents out in the cold. So I think that's what we've come to expect, unfortunately, from these two.
Megan, I hope you come back really soon. Let's continue to talk about this while our middle-class values and Wisconsin values are under threat from the MAGA movement. That's Megan Rowe from Opportunity Wisconsin. Folks, keep it locked. We're going to be back with more after the top of the hour. Really excited to be joined by Jeff Mandel talking about Brad Schimmel's efforts to undo governmental transparency laws here in the state of Wisconsin. What does it mean for you and your upcoming vote on April 1st? My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.